Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Rolling on here, a weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. Mike D'Antilia and Steve Geller take until 7 p.m. That's when Thursday night football will take over. New York Jets at New England Patriots. Talking more sports and all things with Judge John Weimer now here on WWL, Louisiana Supreme Court Chief Justice. An honor to have you on, Judge. Thank you so much for the time. How you doing today?
Very well, thank you. How are y'all?
Doing great, John. Kind of tell us what's happening tomorrow and this weekend about your art gallery show. We'll talk a little bit of sports later, but I was talking to your boy Ilario, Senator Ilario, and I told him, man, I bought a painting, that you had done, and I think you had given it to Nickel State to auction off. And I was just telling Steve, some bum tried to outbid me for that painting. So he got me upset and to the point where I bid more than I said I would do with it. But you do a great job, man. Fantastic artist. But tell everybody a little bit about what you got going on tomorrow, this weekend, for your art gallery.
Sure. I first say that I appreciate you being called. Are you calling me? And I am, as we say, down the bayou, somewhat haunt. And for those who don't speak Cajun French, that's embarrassed by all of this publicity. I am not an artist, and I don't produce art. I do paintings, and I refer to them as scenes I have seen from the beauty and bounty of Lafourche Parish primarily. And the George Rodrigue Gallery has been so kind as to invite me to do a show of my paintings, and it's titled "You Be the Judge." They wanted to call it an art show, and I said, "No, we can't do that. We can't over promise and underproduce." So it's being called a painting show. You be the judge, and I hope that people find the pieces that I've done interesting. I am a rank amateur, self-taught, and it's just something I've done as a hobby. And Wayne Fernandez, who is from the River Parishes, worked for Billy Tozaf for a while, worked with George Rodrigue through much of his career, and he works with the George Rodrigue Foundation that supplies training and art supplies for schools. And they are having tonight a benefit for the gallery. And tomorrow night, it's open to the public. So I hope that you can join us, Mike, and see some things that you've probably seen before from Lafourche Parish.
Yeah, I went see it. What it was, White Linen Night. You had a number of your artwork out and paintings out. I remember that pretty well. One of the things you've done too is portraits of decoys. You talked about Brian Sheramy and other guys from on the bayou. Man, I got a friend of mine. He collects decoys like I collect sports memorabilia. Man, you walk in that room and you'd swear you're in a you're out there shooting ducks. I got them all over, but man, just beautiful stuff. So a little bit about that, because in the sports world down where we live, man. Duck hunting? No, that's sport. Is sport, but you made it into actually some paintings.
Well, Brian has one of the world's greatest duck decoy collections, and it's primarily focused on the incredibly talented people throughout our region in South Louisiana. I have in my office two decoys, one by Robbie Mathern and one by Carl Denoff. And they're absolutely magnificent pieces of artwork. What they do is truly artwork. But Brian has a coffee table book that's absolutely fabulous. And it's all the history about the carvers, and with a gallery of photographs of their decoys, magnificently done. And so I started doing some paintings of, or I call them portraits of duck decoys. And that was something I did for a long time, and there'll be a copious number of those hanging. Brian did a show at the New Orleans Historic Collection of his decoys some years ago and pointed out that I had done some paintings of the decoys. And so a gentleman by the name of John Lawrence, who is with the the New Orleans Historic Collection, a museum on Rawl Street, came by and ended up taking a bunch of paintings of the decoys, but he also grabbed a couple of swamp scenes and marsh scenes from the office and hung them in the gallery or in the museum at that time. So, again, this is somewhat embarrassing to some extent. I have a day job that is very important.
A little bit, just a little bit.
Yeah, this is something that I do as a sideline, and I'm just immensely grateful to the Rodrig Foundation and Gallery for allowing these paintings to be shown. Some of them, I really didn't think much of them, and they've been in a closet for probably 40 years. Some of them date back that far. And since I have the job I have now, I don't do very much painting at all. But they have about 70 pieces. There were roughly 300 pieces that they had to choose from. And the young lady that is a curator said, all the time I was driving to Thibodaux, I'm wondering how I was going to tell a judge that his work is not good enough to hang in our gallery. And when she got there, she said, I'm surprised at the quantity. She didn't really talk about the quality, but she said these are worth hanging in our gallery.
And that's
again,
impressive.
It's all Louisiana scenery and paintings of duck decoys.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
How did you get started painting? You know, you and I have met so many different times at different events, and I don't think I've ever asked you that.
I had a brother, he's passed away, but he showed up one day with some paints and said he was going to major in art and sat down and started painting. And I started, started painting with him. We were both in college. And he was much, much more talented than I will ever be. And, I've been influenced by the work of George Rodrigue very seriously. He painted Louisiana landscapes initially in his career. And then that kind of morphed into, these brooding, dark-colored oak trees. And then he started putting Cajun people. And at some point in time, he did a cover of a book with a Lugaru, as we say down the valley. And that morphed into the Blue Dog that became, made him internationally and famous. And his work still holds up today and is very treasured by collectors all over the world. And there's another artist by the name of Alexander Drysdale who painted in the early 1900s in Louisiana. Another artist that is still painting, Chuck Broussard, a dear friend of mine. And another artist by the name of Newton Howard. And I suggest those are the four people that probably most influence the work that I do.
Judge, this is a story. Before George passed away, he would go to Saints games and he'd come see us for pregame outside.
Okay.
We're doing it outside. And so, man, the three of us, me, Bobby, and Rodrig, and Bobby tell me, man, Mike, he speak worse than me, which is really something. But, man, once you got that conversation started, it was really something. And George was – he was a football fan. He loved the Saints, everything else. But, boy, once all three of us started getting talking, you know, because we call him a prairie Cajun. You know, you in southwest Louisiana. You're not a Cajun from the bayou. But it all sort of comes out the same. And every time I hear Governor Landry talk, I think about George Rodrigue because the accent is similar in a lot of ways.
You know, well, I was listening to the radio the other night when now president of LSU, Wade Roos, was on the radio with you and Bobby, and it was great for me to hear three guys on the radio that have no accent whatsoever.
No, Wade don't have no accent. No, Bobby and I do, but Wade lost
his. Where we come from, where we come from, that's not an accent. It's just how we talk.
But Wade, he told me, he said, man, I went talk in front of the Chicago Stock Exchange, and he said, man, everybody's looking at one another. When the interpreter's coming up to tell us what you said. But it was really.
I tell people all the time that we watch Swamp People on the History Channel, and we don't need the subtitles. We can understand.
No, not at all. So one more time, Judge, tell everybody when this is going on, the times, and be it the George Rodrigue's museum, but exactly what times tomorrow the paintings will be out there.
Okay, it's from 5 to 7 tomorrow night, Friday, and the public is invited, and, it's just going to be kind of a casual affair. Tonight they have a formal opening of the display, but tomorrow night it's more for the general public. And you know, the people I've invited are from all walks of life and from all socioeconomic circumstances, and it ought to be fun.
Judge, I'll tell you exactly who told me this.
And I hope you can come.
I will try to do it, but
right.
I don't think they'd want me to say exactly over the air, but they were like, man, coming down here on the bayou, you're not sure who has money and who doesn't. You look at a shotgun house and you say, oh, man, those poor people living in that house. And I told one time, man, the poor people, it's a multimillionaires living in that house. But they choose to live there. And some people have the huge mansions and everything. I tell them, you know what? They in debt up to their necks. You know, people of a certain age, they don't want to show off what they have financially. And they don't want people asking for money either. So it is a unique place in the world to live. And they got a good taste of it one night at an event. And like, I can't believe I'm here. And you telling me about different people and who has money and who doesn't. And it would be just the opposite if I met them on the street.
Right. I spent a lot of time working my way through college and law school, working on the rigs and the boats. And that was back in the 70s. It cost $150 to go to Harvard. That's, of course, Harvard OTB, Harvard on the Bayou. I was paid $40 a day, and the tuition at Nichols was $150. So in 4 days, I had my tuition made and some pocket change. And if you had a pulse and could draw a breath of air, you got hired. If you could generate brain waves, you were less desirable because you could recognize how dangerous it was to be working in those circumstances. But, you know, we all, you know, from that area, or a group of resilient people, people who work hard, play hard, and really good salt of the earth people.
John, I tell this, I'm going to finish it on this. When I was a kid, Hurricane Betsy passed right over the top of my house, okay, in Lafourche Parish, living where I lived at in the Lockport area. And I'd never seen the eye of a hurricane. And from 2020 to 2024, I saw three of them. Okay, I saw Ida, I saw Francine, I saw Zelda, Zeta, passed right over the top of my house, you know, because of the trajectory. And I'm like, you know, people outside of here don't quite get, if you don't live, okay, in the hurricane area, understand what it is to be on the right side of the storm or when the eye passes over the top. Oh, you were good because the eye, it's calm there. What? If eye pass over the top of your house, you just caught the worst part of the storm. You don't quite get it. But we do. We do. And you're right. Resilient. And Coach and I say this a lot of times in talks. Fighting every day. You know, fight every day. I just hope another generation puts up that same fight to you know, do better in life.
Mike, if I can pivot just one moment, you mentioned fighting. I've gotten together with a group of people from throughout the state to work on fighting truancy. It's been a terrible problem in Louisiana, and I had to work that into the conversation because if people don't get an education, and they're provided many opportunities to do so, an education is so transformative for people's lives. And we're trying to make sure that the young people in the state of Louisiana take advantage of the educational opportunities that are being provided. So I had to put that pitch in there. Thank you so much
good.
For having
me. You did good, Judge. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow night, brother.
Can't wait, Mike. Thank you. I certainly appreciate you coming, and if you can drag Bobby along, that would be delightful.
I ain't got a big enough caliber gun.
Well, tell him the judge says he needs a little culture.
Well, he's in Chicago. He's going to visit T-Bob and the grandkids. So I talked to him about it. No, I'd have picked him up and brought him myself, but he had other things to do.
That's a good excuse, telling. Yeah, right.
Your Honor, appreciate the time. Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, my friend.
Judge John Weimer, Louisiana Supreme Court Chief Justice. That's got to be a first for Sports Talk today, Mike.
We ain't had that. That is a first.
You are almost like a Forrest Gump. You seem to know just about anyone and everything.
You ain't the first one to tell me that.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.